The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for being here. Thank you for giving up your Sunday or taking part of your day to join us on this journey. What we do is we talk about spirituality. We wake you up to a higher level of consciousness, or at least we try to, and put you in a direction for you to live your best self, for you to realize that you are limitless, for you to wake up and realize that if there's a God out there, the God is you. Therefore, we talk about wanting to go into a spiritual life to live happy, to be free, to live the life that is required or that was chosen by you, your own creator. You have known, or you should know by now, that you are your own creator. You are responsible for who you are and where you are. If things aren't going well for you in life, or you may perceive it that way, you have to realize you have the ability to turn around and change it. Turn it around. Change it. Pick a different path. We all have the ability to create what we want from life. Barrington Awaken and the show that we do every week, twice a week, you will hear methods in which you could take a step to become the happy self that you can be. Wake up is what I say to everybody. You need to be awake. You need to understand that you're limitless and that you are not restricted. You also need to know there's no other out there greater than you, and equally saying you are not lesser than anyone. We were created by the same method. We came here to serve a purpose. Yours will be different than mine, probably. You may have come as an individual to help, as well as you may come to join a team to help or to change or to deliver a message. Either way, we've all come the same way. We will leave the very same way. When the body is too old to continue, or the purpose that we've come for has been fulfilled, now it's time to move on and start again. You will lay down the body because it's too old or broken or diseased, and you'll get a new one. This is what we talk about when we say reincarnation or rebirth. Wake up and live your happy self. Wake up and realize who you are. Know thyself. Everything has showed up with you. Everything you need to live the life or to find your purpose is with you. It is part of the human experience. A lot of people has asked the question is, what is our purpose? Why are we here? How do we know to get on the path of finding ourselves. Well, your purpose, like I said, is different than mine, probably. And your purpose, you will find it. And it's the one that you could feel when you're doing it. You're really happy about it because you have found the path. Once you're in there, at times you will probably get dreams rewarding you or congratulating you in finding the path that you're supposed to be on. We don't have a method to change other people's minds. We don't have a method to change others. And we definitely don't know how or what that person's purpose or people purpose is. You may know yours. And if somebody is trying to tell you what your purpose is, they're probably mistaken. You and only you will know your purpose. What we can do is put you on the path that leads you to finding why you're here. Find yourself to let you be happy. From time to time, we get distracted based on what's available or being presented to us on how we were raised, our lifestyle, you know, the influences that we may have, the beliefs that may have been given to us or we merge into, and it leads us down a certain path. It gives us satisfaction, probably, and make us feel comfortable, probably, and make us feel safe, probably. Is it true? Probably not. Wake up. Find your path. Learn how to meditate. Learn how to connect yourself to spirituality. Learn to tap into the source that is responsible for us being here. Learn how to be connected to your guide. Find your guide. Find out what you are supposed to be doing. Do this by waking up. Just wake up. I want to thank everybody for joining the show today. Thank you for being here. I appreciate your presence. Without you, I couldn't be here. And the purpose that we're trying to serve, it's all interconnected. As we all of us are interconnected. We are one. We're one family. Everybody is the same. The person that you see across the floor, across the street, across the table from you, they're actually you. Because you're part of that unit. You're part of all that exists. You're part of the great wave. Your portion is as important as everyone else's portion, part. Wake up. Realize who you are. Please find yourself. Take a step and study spirituality. Take a step and introduce yourself to happiness and live happy and free. If you're not feeling well, the changes or the ability to change is within you. If you're not doing well, the change or the ability to change is within you. The power that you bring forth is within you. Seek what is within you. Connect yourself to your spiritual existence. Tap into the soul. Be a part of it. Wake up. Welcome to the Barrington Awakening Show. Again, thank you for being here. I want to thank all the old-time listeners, long-time listeners, as well as the new listeners. Join us today as we talk about spirituality and how to get you involved in taking the step to become your very best self. We had a question last week as to why do people do bad, or how is it we can change them or get them to come towards a better path, and why are they doing bad things? We have absolutely no control over that. And by jailing them or penalizing them and doing all these things, if their destination or want is to become what we consider bad, they're on that path. There's not much you could do other than to introduce them to another way. To see how to be fair, to treat each other with respect, as well as learn how to be tolerant, learn how to be human, we've all gone through school. We sit down and everybody tells us how to figure out this math problem or how to study that, you know, whatever it is that you're studying in school, and you're focused on that. But in the midst of it all, you're not mindful as to what else you're learning when you're learning among a group of people, and you're learning how to be tolerant and how you learn human behavior, other things that we miss, social gatherings. How do we become a part of this great society? We're not focused on that. We're looking at what is the answer to 2 + 2 or something like that. But the most important part of that education is to realize that you're being put in a group and you're learning tolerance and you're learning how to be human being among other human beings and you're learning how to adjust. You're learning personalities, the likes that you may want or the dislike that you definitely don't want to be a part of. That is what you're learning. So we're looking at this beautiful candy bar and we're focused on the candy and we're definitely missing what the wrapper provides. And it's the safety of it all. We learn how to interconnect with everybody just by the social gatherings, communication, everything that we do. Please focus on what is the most important part in how to be among ourselves, with ourselves, and tolerate and be tolerant of one another. Welcome to all the listeners from all around the world, from wherever you are today. Everybody, welcome home. Last week, we touched on the topic of God and asked who or what or where. We had a few people that called in and, of course, strongly disagreed with what I was saying, and that there is a separate entity out there that is governing us. We're all a part of the same. We're all a part of this ocean. We had another caller that asked if I was being, egoic by suggesting if what I say they don't agree with, then they're ignorant. Well, the ignorant is definitely the not knowing, the lack of knowledge, and that is the definition of it. And I say, if you don't know the truth, then you don't know the truth. You're ignorant to the truth. Not what I'm saying, and I will not give anybody the truth about anything. I will tell them where to go find it. I will tell them how to retrieve it, how to set yourself in a path that will give you the guidance that will take you to that absolute truth that does exist. And you shouldn't be taking something from somebody else because that could very well be their own perception of truth, not necessarily what it is for you. We had another caller that talked about killing or defending and saying it's very wrong to do that. And I would say at the very same time, if that person was trying to kill you, would it be wrong for you to defend yourself? Somehow they seem to think that defending yourself is different when you're taking a life regardless. I touched into that. It's a very touchy topic, and a lot of people don't want to know that they are the creator of themselves and there is a higher being, another entity that governs us. It's hard to hear that, especially if you've been believing it for the entire life, or maybe generations have been told that this is the method. It is hard. We create a superhero to answer the questions that we don't have the answers to because it makes us feel comfortable knowing that somebody else has your back. Wouldn't it be just as satisfying to know that you have the information to understand that you have your own back? Wake up to that reality. Another one we had was asking me if I hate the Bible, and I don't hate anything, including the Bible. I don't know what I'm saying on the radio a lot that would bring you to that conclusion that I am hating the book that is written. It is a great book. It does a lot of good for a lot of people. Do I agree with everything that it says? Absolutely not. Is any of what's being said provable? I'm unaware of that either, other than what is in the book. And if you've convinced yourself that it's the absolute truth, you're living your entire life, this existence of your life, believing something without the proof of it. They've also asked, can I prove what I believe in spirituality? I cannot, but I could tell you where the proof is for you to find it for yourself, the path that you take towards getting the answers or the answer to that. So those were the things that popped out at us last week, and we talked about it briefly. The show was called God and Who. So today we want to just tap into a little bit more of it by saying that the God that does exist is you. You may not believe that, and you probably disagree with me, but mainly you're disagreeing because you've believed it to be the truth for the longest time, for many generations. If you were to tap into a source that could guide you to the absolute truth, I would encourage you to take that step towards it, start that journey, and answer all the questions for yourself, because you do have that ability within you, as I said in the intro. Wake up. If you want to find yourself or get on the path that is going to guide you to spirituality, a source of spirituality, and like I've said before, there are many different groups out there that has their own beliefs, has their own way of life and their own method, and they believe they have their own God, which there's only one source that governs us. Here, as human beings, we believe in many different gods, sources, governing bodies, if you want to call it that, and we're fighting each other as a result of that. You think your method is best, I'll say mine is the best, and we go to war and fight each other simply because we have differences in what we believe. Is it true? Do you know that yours is the absolute truth? And are you able to prove it? Because if there was a source that talks about the absolute truth and it was provable to be the truth, there would only be one, much like the dieting books. There would only be one if they actually worked. The source that exists. Now, if you imagine there would be a whole bunch of other gods out there, they probably would be fighting in conflict like we do in our beliefs. If we believe this way of life and another group believes that way of life, we obviously don't agree on something, and there's the starting of the war. Wouldn't that be the very same method if there were two or three or four gods? Wouldn't they be fighting each other? Which we don't know. I believe there's only one. All the study and the meditation and everything that I've done indicated that there's only one source. When you're in your language, praying to your entity, your source, you are communicating with the very same one that I'm communicating with when I'm doing my meditation. The method in which you communicate with the source that you believe could be by prayer. And I've been asked many times, do I pray? Answer, no. I meditate. I close my eyes because it's less distracting, and I open, slow the mind down, slow the thoughts that are coming in down. You can't stop them. They'll always come in. However, you'll learn how to slow them down. And the minute or that second that you don't have a thought, you are God connected. You are so connected to the source. So we're going to talk a little bit today about the meditating and how to connect your source. If by praying, you are still communicating with the very same source, no matter where you are in the world today, hearing this, you're speaking or communicating with the same entity, the same source as everybody else, because there is only one. You may think, and you call it whichever name you want to call it, but that one is your higher self, your higher level of consciousness. Wake up. Wake up, and I say this all the time, just wake up. Open your eyes and realize that you are not living your full potential simply because you're believing there's something out there, greater entity, greater source than you, who's protecting you. Nobody wants to hear that you are your own protector. No one is coming to rescue you. On occasion, you will meet somebody that would guide you to a path for you to find your own source, your own ability to be great or awesome. Others are out there to help you take that step, the journey into recognizing who you are, to know thyself. There are a lot of people, a lot of entities there within us, among us, the new children, the indigo children that are coming, that has come to this planet, is actually showing us the way to live. And how do we get along with one another and how to communicate with each other, none of which involves war or fighting each other, indicating clearly that we're all one from the same source by the same method. Wake up. If it is not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If you're doing it and you're consciously aware of it being wrong and you're still doing it, stop doing it. Wake up. Put yourself into a place where you can be connected to the spiritual guide, nature's way. Everybody out there who believes their source is the most accurate. You're like the river that is flowing into the ocean, and every single river will flow into the ocean. There is only one ocean. Name it what you want or divide it as you can. There's still only one source, the great wave. All your religious beliefs and everything that you follow will lead you to the spiritual source, the greater entity, if you call it that. They all lead to the same source. A lot of the groups that I'm familiar with and the ones that I've studied over the years has a method in which to tell you to stay here and be content with this information, stopping your growth from happening. Wake up. Wake up is what we say. So we talk about this, and a lot of the things that we say on this program is not the easiest thing, because you believe what you believe and you've convinced yourself that what you believe is the truth, and you will go further by saying not only is it the truth, it's the only way. There cannot be your method that selected a group of people to lead the only way when we're all connected, made, created, brought here by the same method. Who elected that group of people? And they take it up on themselves to go further, to say, I am going to spread my method, and if you don't agree with it, we will have a war. That is your method. Allow yourself to extend that wisdom, that knowledge, to step into an area where you entertain the thought of a possibility of something greater, bigger. When you make that decision to explore what it is and how do you connect to nature to be the source, to be a part of all that there is, you've allowed yourself to continue your growth. Wake up. Do we have...
We have some emails. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. You could write us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Pete writes in, okay, Barrington, I'm trying to follow what you're saying here. If we're our own creator, what about the two people that have sex to produce a baby to make us? We're not creating ourselves. We're not even here yet. So how does that work? And that's from Pete. Jennifer wants to know if our past guides are actually past relatives or relations, or are they just some other people in the universe or wherever that guide us? That's from Jennifer. Ralph said, I believe in the word of the Bible. Here is my take. The Bible is set, not the Old Testament, he writes. The Bible that I believe is set in the New Testament, which is things that have happened 2,000 years ago. Now, Barrington, if you think about it, 2,000 years ago is really recent history. It's not millions of years or billions. That's only 20 generations per se of people. So, if a guy walked the earth by the name of Jesus or Jesus, and he did miracles and stuff, people saw that, and people put the word, this is mumbled here. I think he's trying to say people have written it down and spread the word of what Jesus did. That's recent history. So why would you not believe that? That's Ralph. Thank you, Ralph. Sorry I didn't really understand what you were saying, but I think I got through it. Carol says, so our higher being for guidance is God? You've mentioned that. Is the God or a God? So it is God. And that's from Carol. Let's see here. Stan says, there has to be another place after Earth. I know you've talked about no heaven and no hell and no place we sit around and sing Kumbaya. Stan's a longtime listener. We could tell that. But I believe there has to be. Even if it's a reformation for us to do better and come back, there has to be some place we go to. That's Stan. And lastly, Chris says, Barrington, somebody had to start us. Even if we come back many times in generations, there had to be one thing that started the human race. And I believe it was a person. I don't believe we just came out from under a rock with a bunch of cells and mud and dirt and water and all that stuff that you hear people talk about. It had to be some type of a miracle by someone. And that's by Chris, from Chris. And I think that's it. Back to you.
Okay. Wow. It's a few of them. Okay, Chris, we're going to go to you first because it's on the list here. So, yeah, somebody had to start us, or someone or a person or some entity had to start us. Well, if you want to answer that question and you want to be able to give something definite an answer, you're saying someone or a person. This is a guess. That sounds like your hypothesis. We don't truly know how whatever started the universe started. They all talk about the Big Bang Theory, and in our existence here, we can see how things have changed, how we have evolved. You're not going to buy this theory of crawling out from under a rock or, you know, swinging from a vine at some point or whatever. But we are elevating. We are changing. The human beings today, we're looking different. We're taller. We, you know, well, we're living longer because of the medical wonders of the world. However, something had started us, but life is continual. And you've seen when, if you talk about the one piece of Earth that was the planet at some point, it has divided. It has changed. Everything changes. We are changing. Our minds are changing. We're learning to use more of ourselves. Everything's changing. Who started it, or how did it start, or is it what started it? Creation is what we're a part of. We are creators. We've created amazing things. Where there used to be a desert, now there's a city standing there. We are great creators. We've created everything around us, and we will continue to do it through our process of evolution. Thinking that we didn't crawl out from underneath a rock or out of the ocean or anything like that, you can't rule that out because you can't prove it otherwise. We're evolving and we are changing. What started us? I think life started, and it always has been. We are changing. We adapt to the world. The animals come here, they live for a bit, and they disappear. They say man is making them disappear or things like that, but they do change. The world is changing. Everything changes. It's the conveyor belt. It's forever moving. What started it? Life started, and all that exists has always been. I hope that answered the question for you. Stan, and that was for Chris. Stan, there's got to be another place, and, you know, we go from here to there. I've said, yeah, heaven is just a state of mind, and so is the other place we call the HE double hockey stick place. And there is another place. Yes, it's called the physical world versus the spiritual world. When you're not in the physical world, you're not sporting a body. You're not carrying one around. You're just an entity that considered the soul, and it exists. When the body gets too old, and I said this in the intro, that you lay it down, you get a new one, you start all over again. We don't go anywhere. There is no other place. There's a change from a physical to a non-physical. When you're in the physical body, like I hope you are and we are right now, you will change that because the body is not designed to go anywhere and it cannot leave this planet. So we let it go. We put it down. Nowadays, we're burning it and we're burying it, which is actually a cool thing I heard yesterday, that if we keep burying dead people, won't we run out of space to bury dead people? Anyway, just saying all that. We need to understand that we only change from a physical in the physical body to a non-physical in the spiritual body, in the spiritual existence. They say no body because you're not there anymore. The soul continues and it rotates like your conveyor belt. You're not going anywhere. There's no up there. And yes, there's no kumbaya to be sang and hands to be held. You are here. We stay here. We're product of this land. We're product of this universe. We belong here. We transform into a body at time and then we don't at other times. I hope that answers your question. There's a higher self, and Carol is asking if the higher self that I've referred to is the God. No, that's your higher level of consciousness. That's where we're raising you up to, that level of consciousness, for you to understand that you are your higher self. You are your creator. You are the one who's responsible for bringing you here, which kind of ties me right into the next question I have here. But no, the higher self that I refer to, and everyone says, what about the angels? Well, you're being governed by a higher self. And I say, wake up. Up and step up into your higher level of consciousness so you'll be more alert as to who you are, more woken up, more available to yourself. Use more of what is available to us here. Wake up is what we talk about. The higher level of consciousness or the higher level, there is no bigger person up there, bigger anything up there that's going to create us and make us like you would, the army soldiers in that game we all used to play. No, you are your creator. You are a part of this source. I've used a reference many times about baking the cake and you put the ingredients in it and you mix it up and you do what you have to do and you stick it in the oven and it comes out. But when you slice it thin, every part of that cake should have every part of the ingredients that was mixed in it, pretty much as we are a part of the universe, and whatever exists in the universe exists within us. We are just a smaller version of this universe. Yes, you could go ahead and call yourself Mr. or Mrs. Universe, because you are. Technically, you are. You are part of everything that exists, and everything that exists in the planet exists in you, from the sodium to the water to the soil, to the dirt, to the diamond, all of it exists within you because you're a product of this land. You were, fashioned and scraped up and put together by this land. And that really ties into the next question is, how do we create ourselves when we have sex? And this was Pete's question. I didn't forget gender, Ralph. I'm getting to them. But he talks about you, a female and a male person gets together and they have intercourse and create a child. Well, that's a physical application of creating the body. You were long alive before that all happened. You existed in a spiritual existence in order to create the person who's going to get up and walk around and poop in their pants and do all these things. It needs something. When you're building a car, you need metals. When you're building a building, you need bricks. When you're building a baby, you need to do stuff to create it. And you can use your imagination about the stuff, but you are creating something, and this will grow within the body. And 9 months or so later, it comes out as a body. But then the soul, the you, the true identity, and I've said this to you many times, that you are not the body. The body is your vehicle that gets you around. So somebody had to get together and make this sex, as you call it, to create that vehicle that's going to guide you around. But the soul that exists, which is the true identity of you, which is a part of the body, it's only the body is only the vehicle that takes you from point A to point B. When your car breaks down and it gets old, you go to the hospital or you throw it in the junkyard and you get a new one and you start all over again. Nothing changes. You have to make one. And it takes two to do it. All the animals and all the trees and everybody else. It takes two to create one. But it's the body that is being created. The true identity of you still exists out there everywhere all the time. And you have to make those two get together. You have to marry them together. And when you show up on the ninth month, or however long it takes, you are now attached to the body and you journey with it until the end of your days, when or wherever that may be. Wake up. You will never die. You will have to lay your body down at some point and get a new one and continue. But the you that is identified as the soul, the real person that lives within the cavity of your chest and communicate to you through the mind and through the heart and then goes out to the sixth chakra that sits on top of your head is the you, the true you, not the body. But thank you for that. I hope it answers your question. Jen, you were asking about the guides and the past ancestors and people from who we've lived. Are they us? Are they our guides? We're part of all that there is. We're part of it. The ancestors that we've had in the past, they're us. Everything that we've done thus far in our existence is being recorded. Every thought, every emotion, food, smell, taste that you've had since day one is recorded. It is recorded by you. This record exists somewhere, but it is a part of the body. It's the collectors. It's like you're going down the road and you're picking up passengers. It becomes a part of all of this. The memory, you could tweak or learn or control the memory to remember what you had for breakfast in 2018 in the January or something like that. Because we never forget it. We forget. We never lose the information. Everything we do is being recorded. So our ancestors, though we lay the body down, the wisdom and the knowledge that follows us through carries on. I was just having a conversation about that just last night. It carries on and it goes on. The information or the things that you're supposed to do, including your purpose, exist here. And you are able to, some are able to tap into that information on the spiritual side while they're still in the physical. And that's one of the questions where somebody at the gathering was asking me about. Some are able to tap into that information that you've had. The ancestors are all the guides, you want to call them guides, that was your word, from the past. Are they your guides? You are your own guide. You are your own creator. But there are people or other entities, sources out there that could give you a little nudge as to which direction for you to take the path. If we're all the same, and we're all from the same place, and we're all from the same place by the same method, we all have the same information. We all have this very same information. It's a matter of learning how to access that information. We go to the ocean, we take a cup of water, and we carry it out through life, our cup. Every single one of those cups has the same information in it. Somewhere along the journey, some people throw vodka in theirs, or beer, or coffee, or tea, or milk, whatever it is. It changes the appearance or the taste, probably, but it definitely doesn't change the content of what the information is. Your journey begins with an empty cup. Now, when you come to this spiritual journey, you come to a place where you want to learn or study spirituality, you need to get rid of some of that stuff from your cup before you come in. If there's a big rock inside of it that's occupying the majority of the space, then your information that you hope to gather will be limited. Wake up. We start at the same place by the same method, and we all have the same information. What we're trying to do is trying to get you on the path to get this knowledge for you to get or understand or even know where that information is. Okay. Ralph, you talk about the Bible, and you said it's not the New Testament. You're talking about the old one, and Jesus, and you said Jesus or Jesus, or whoever, whichever source you believe to be the one that was only 2,000 years ago, and it's recent history. Therefore, the question was, why wouldn't I believe that's the truth? I hope you played the broken telephone when you're a child and you whisper something in somebody's ear and have it circle around, and when it gets back to you, you realize the information has completely changed. Why wouldn't you assume that could have been the story? And why was there an old version and the new version, or some group created a better version of the older one? The information that exists for all of us has always been here from day one. You don't need first level generation or first testament or old. You don't need that. The information has always been here. And everybody that walks this planet has the very same information. They're not using it. And this brings about one of the questions we've had in the past about common sense. And are they common sense? Yeah, everybody has the same information. Everybody has common sense. Yeah, you can argue that a lot of people don't use their common sense. And I would agree it from time to time. But the information that exists here is always here. Nothing new has come about. But they talk about the old version and the new version, and you referring to that it's only been 2,000 years. When you look at the relative, the time, the existence of this planet, 2,000 years is relatively short, or just seems like yesterday. But the information is changing. I wonder if 2,000 years from today, they're going to have another version of something else, or the international version or something else. I wonder if it's changing. Well, the information cannot change. It's a consistent. The water will never change. You could divert it. You could change the color. You could, you know, add to it, subtract from it, separate it, but it's still the same water. The source remains the same. The information that exists on this planet remains the same. The question I would ask is, why is there so many different versions of what is the truth? How many different groups out there has their own written literature as to what is considered the truth? How can there be separate information on the absolute truth, and they're different? I would be concerned about that. The old and the new and the recent generation and all these things, it is changing. And I think the ones who created the original one may have changed it, because we change, and you need to change the rules for it to be applicable for our existence today. The information that exists, it's always been. If you tap into your spiritual existence, your spiritual world, you will learn that the information has always been. Is it new? Nope. It's always been. Is it available? Absolutely. It's within you. You could tap into it and find it ASAP. Is it applicable to our existence today? Absolutely. And when you talk about how things have changed, look at certain time. Certain people couldn't vote or walk down the street or live in this neighborhood or speak in church, or walk around with their head exposed, or vice versa, or walk on the sidewalk. All these things are changing because the rules of life are changing. I mentioned earlier about the Indigo Children is teaching us how to be tolerant of each other, teaching us how to live among ourselves, teaching us how to accept the fact that we are all the same. We're all one. That's what I'm talking about. You're listening to Barrington Awaken. I have a book out there called Awaken and Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It gives you guidance and steps towards becoming your ultimate self, your super self. The book is available to you at Amazon, and you can look it up. It's Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. And if you want to find your purpose, or at least find the method in which you could take a step towards finding your true purpose, you might want to look into spirituality. You want to look into a path that will guide you into finding the happiness, the maximum way for you to live your life, to be the best self. If you're sick, you have the ability to cure yourself if you get on it right away. If you are in a bad place, if you're not having any fun, if you're broke and you want more money, you have the ability within you to create every single thing that you want. And don't ask your guides for money, because they won't give it to you. And if you did ask for something and you're not getting it, maybe it is just not for you, and it could be more destructive because you're only looking at it at one dimension. And it sounds like a great idea for somebody to come about and give you a big, large amount of money, and then your life will be great, will it? And this is what you may not know, because you're only seeing it from one angle. Learn to maximize your ability to step into spirituality and learn how to live to the best of yourself. It is your birthright. In doing this, you will learn your purpose. Once you've learned your purpose, you will know what to do, how to do, when to do. You'll also know when it's time to go home, leaving this planet, because people do it all the time. And you do have that ability to make that decision for yourself, believe it or not, and it doesn't necessarily mean jumping off a bridge or something like that. You just figured you fulfilled your task and the tour of duty is over. Now it's time for you to return. Wake up is what I say. Wake up, everybody. Welcome to the Barrington Show. So if you want to send us, I get a lot of emails now, and people, and I do get to them every once in a while. People are emailing us at awaken1308@gmail.com, and I try to answer your questions to the best of my abilities, and even so point you into the direction in which you can find your own answers. The whole idea of the spiritual talk and the radio we do every week is just to say, wake up and realize that there is more. There is more. There's a lot more. Just wake up and open yourself to that possibility and allow yourself to step in. If you're telling yourself, if you convinced yourself that this is absolutely not the way, your method is the best and the only way, you've just stopped yourself from the growth potential that could be yours. Wake up. awaken1308@gmail.com. If you have a question you want to have an answer to, if you want to say something to us, we're constantly trying to change things up around here and increase the availability for a lot of people who are curious about joining the spiritual way of life. We make it possible. We're putting together a website that we want you to come in and just vent or say what you have to say, and we will try to help you on a path that's going to give you a better results, especially if you're out there thinking that you're not worthy, or you're lesser, or you're not as important, or something like that, which I think is the same as I'm not worthy, but you are the same as everyone else. Something along the path or the journey that you're on has brought you to a belief to think that you're greater or you're lesser, and that's not the case at all. We're all the same. Which tree in the forest is the best? You know, they're all in the same neighborhood, aren't they? Wake up is what we talk about. Wake up. You can check us out on our website at HEAMI, Barrington Awaken. com, and there's information there. I haven't been there lately, but there's information there. Like I said, the book, if you want to get yourself a copy of the book, you could pick it up there as well. Wake up, everybody, and thank you for being a part of the show. We're talking about God, and I know it's a very touchy part, because a lot of people know within themselves that there's greater entities out there that's governing them. But did you not just create a superhero for yourself just so you could give yourself the ability to feel that somebody's got your back? You are the one that has your back. You are the one that has the ability to guide you into the path that you need to be. And it's sad or hard to hear that no one is coming to rescue you. You're on your own. The thing I've always said, if you're in the ocean and you're swimming and you see a shark fin coming towards you, make sure you're not praying for him to turn around. You swim real fast to get away, because nobody is coming to rescue you. You are your own creator. Therefore, it's not the thing you want to hear, but by tapping into your spiritual availability, your spiritual life, you will learn how to govern and live the best life. More importantly, you will learn your purpose. Do we have anything else there, sir?
We do. Actually, you answered, let's see, Marlene's question, wanted to know if your book was still available, and you did answer that. So, Marlene, we hope that you heard that. Let's see. Amy says, I know that we are all the same the way we're put together, with a heart and lungs and a brain and a head and all that stuff, but we're not the same. I mean, think about it. If we were all the same, would you choose to live in a real bad neighborhood with bad people? If we're the same, then you would know you don't hurt people, but they may. So we're not the same. And that's from Amy. And Nick wants to know, you probably answered this before, Barrington, but again, I am not 100% sure what chakra is. Could you explain that? And back to you.
Okay, chakras, I'm going to do Nick. Now, chakras are, you see, they're the soul or the spiritual guide as how to govern the body the best way. They're all over the body. I think the main six is hundreds of them throughout the body, but the main six starts at the pelvis area, and they grow up through the body into the chest, into the heart, into the belly, into the forehead. And they're basically the inner spiritual working of the functionality of your body. And if you have a clog or a problem, you can always work on chakra. There's people out there who's very good at working on them, and they can fix or cure or heal or elevate to do all these things. They're amazing part of the body. It's our machine. And this is how you would work on that part through the chakras. When you get to a different age in life, you elevate to this level or to that level or to this level. The sixth chakra sits just above the head, which is what does the communication with the rest of the world or the spiritual side. Chakras are throughout the body, and they're like it's like the grand central station of your journey through and throughout the body. Chakras are a part of you, they're a part of us, they're a part of the body. When you lay the body down, they go away with that, and your soul journeys on through life. The chakras are very part of us. They're real. You can look them up, and they'll tell you if you have an issue, and they'll tell you where you are in life, and it gives you the personalities and everything that you want to do. And the chakra is the tool that exists with the body, inside the body, in a spiritual sense. It's not, you can't, you know, open the chest and find the little round thing sitting there called the chakra, but it's in the spiritual sense, and it exists for you there. And if you are that curious about it, you could definitely do research on it, and it'll tell you everything you need to know about the chakras and the purpose that they serve for the body. Okay, so Marlene, yes, the book is still available, quick answer for you, and it's at amazon.com, so you could do that. Amy, we're all the same, but you know, if you take everybody and raise them in one house, they'll all not necessarily act the same, but they have the same teachings, the same food, maybe the same governing body from their parent or whoever's governing them. But we're all the same. Would I choose to live in a bad neighborhood? Well, we're going to have to be able to determine what do you consider bad, and you know, what is good. And some neighborhoods have wild parties. I like that. I may go there, but you could see it as bad. So it's all interpretive. If you think it's bad, it probably is bad. But the people that are living there may not say it's bad. There's richer neighborhoods and poorer neighborhoods. And we're there because of circumstance, not because of volunteering, wanting to be a part of that. But because we were not raised or born in the same privileged or non-privileged situation, we end up in these predicaments. And then sometimes we find ourselves in a neighborhood that you may consider rough, but we're all the same. We're all the same. So if you take your cup of water at birth, and I took my cup of water at birth, and we, you know, start going through life, and I meet somebody who's, or I walk through the desert, mine will evaporate, or I meet somebody who wants to introduce me to vodka and I add it to my cup, then guess what? I'm going to start to go in a different path, and you added pure green, good food and everything else. You're going to go in a different path, but at original onset, start, you're all the same. How you are influenced by your environment, by your neighborhood, by the politics, the political injustice, whatever it may be, is going to change you. Before all of that occurred, you are the same. We're all the same, from the same place, by the same method. What happens to you after that day of birth and where you end up, you may seem different. Strip all that down, take all that away, and your cup is just as pure as the rest of us or everybody else's, or tainted or dirty or filled with vodka, whatever the situation may be. But on the onset, when you start the journey, you're the same. To answer your question, Amy, yes, we're all the same. Nobody chooses to live in a bad neighborhood. I don't believe they do, and they probably did. However, we're going to have to go down the path of trying to determine what you consider good or bad. You know, you probably don't want to move into the area that seems as if it's ridden by the drug dealers or the gangs or the fighting or whatnot. That's a good choice. But then you can also move into the area in the suburbs when you live among the serial killers and the pedophiles and all these people. So define good or define bad. That's a hard one for me. Thank you, everybody. And thank you for being a part of the show. I want to talk a little bit about meditating because it's important. And I said that I was going to mention it today because it's important for you to be able to understand why you meditate, why you need to meditate, and what does the meditation do for you. And if you haven't heard this before, you need to be able to slow the thoughts down. Instead of getting 50 every second, you want to slow it down to none, which is hard to do. So it's one or two. And the minute your brain is relaxed and you're slowed down and you're not thinking about all these crazy things, you're more connected. The connectivity with you and the soul exists better at this point. You're relaxed, you're laid back, you're sitting up or laying down or walking, because you can meditate in anything you do, including swimming. But to practice it and to get used to it and to start doing it, you might want to be able to take a minute, sit down. And I suggest early in the morning before you start your day, and you could give it a few minutes, maybe 3 minutes or so to get going. And all you're trying to do for this is just to not have as many thoughts going through your mind. And occasionally one will slip in and pass the goalie because that's what happens. And what you're going to do is let it go. Don't run with it down the rabbit hole. You may have the thought, oh, I got to go buy milk. Don't start thinking it low fat, just let it go and allow yourself not to have a thought. When you get to that point where you don't have one, you're in the midst of meditation, you are so connected spiritually to all that exist. And this is where you want to be. And the longer you can stay in that state, that place, that no thought zone, or least amount of thoughts zone, you are connected to your spiritual existence. And by then, you are learning all the wisdom that exists on this world, in this world. So the meditating, and I've said this many times, it's like removing the jar, the lid from the jar, and allowing what's within you to be exposed to what's externally about you. So you're allowing, you remove the lid and you're connected to the universe and you get the instructions. We were all connected at one point, but you know, according to Amy, we moved into a bad neighborhood and we're influenced in a bad way. And we definitely lose what we were supposed to carry with us through our lives. Wake up. Practice your meditation. Try it for a couple of minutes and try to do it at the end of the day, the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. And the more you do it, the more you get connected to it. Go at it. Don't go crazy running at it because you still live on this planet and you have to act accordingly. And the spiritual journey, the spiritual life wants you to be more that way. But as you are here in the body, you need to govern yourself accordingly. Practice your meditation as little as best as you can. And if you could sit and you find yourself doing it for an hour, hour and a half, you are so connected. Wisdom, everything that exists on this planet that's always been here will be yours. And you will definitely know your purpose. You could be one of those that could read the Akasha Library files that you created for yourself. Wake up, everybody. Tap into your spirituality. Practice your meditation. Practice your meditation. It is the gateway to the happiness. It's the gateway to the connectivity of nature's laws. It is a great way to everything that is awesome for you. Wake up. Thank you, everybody, for joining the show. We got a couple of minutes left. We talked briefly about the meditation. I want you to practice it. You should practice it. And it doesn't benefit. It's not for me. It's for you. It's your guide. It's your connectivity if you want to find happiness. If you're feeling sad and you're feeling down and you're feeling as if things isn't working out your way, you need to refresh, reboot, rejuvenate. And by doing all of this, you're connecting yourself to the way life is. You're forgetting how to think and to abuse yourself with the negative thoughts by allowing yourself to free your mind for that moment, not to have those thoughts. Connect yourself to what really matters. to all that there is. There is only one source. You are a part of it. You are a part of this team. We're all one and the same. And it doesn't really matter where you live, where you are, what situation you're in right now. You do have that ability to correct anything in your path that you're not happy with. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for being a part of the show. And I welcome you to join us on Thursday night at 10 o'clock when this show will be repeated. This one is called God 2. And if you want to hear it again, it's God 2, because 1 was last week and 2 is now. Thank you and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.